One day, Soraya and I were alone at their booth, talking. She was telling me about school, how she too was working on her general education classes at Ohlone Junior College in Fremont. "What will you major in?" I said. "I want to be a teacher." "Really? Why?" "I always wanted to," she said. "When we lived in Virginia, I became ESL certified, and now I teach at the public library one night a week. My mother was a teacher too, and she taught Farsi and history at Zarghuna High School for girls in Kabul." A pot-bellied man in a deerstalker hat offered $3 for a $5 set of candlesticks, and Soraya let him have it. She dropped the money in a little candy box by her feet. She looked at me shyly. "I want to tell you a little story," she said, "but I'm a little embarrassed about it." "Tell me." "Well, it's kind of silly. Please tell me." She laughed. "Well, when I was in fourth grade in Kabul, my father hired a woman named Ziba to help around the house. She had a sister in Iran, in Mashhad, and since Ziba was illiterate, she'd ask me to write her sister letters once in a while. And when the sister replied, I'd read her letter to Ziba. One day, I asked her if she'd like to learn to read and write. She gave me this big smile, crinkling her eyes, and said she'd like that very much. So we'd sit at the kitchen table after I was done with my own schoolwork, and I'd teach her Alif Bey. I remember looking up sometimes in the middle of homework and seeing Ziba in the kitchen, stirring meat in the pressure cooker, then sitting down with a pencil to do the alphabet homework I had assigned to her the night before. Anyway, within a year, Ziba could read children's books. We sat in the yard and she read me the tales of Dara and Sara, slowly but correctly. She started calling me Muallim Soraya, Teacher Soraya. She laughed again. I know it sounds childish, but the first time Ziba wrote her own letter, I knew there was nothing else I'd ever want to be but a teacher. I was so proud of her, and I felt I had done something really worthwhile, you know? Yes, I lied. I thought of how I had used my literacy to ridicule Hassan, how I had teased him about big words he didn't know. "My father wants me to go to law school," she said, "and my mother's always throwing hints about medical school, but I'm going to be a teacher. Doesn't pay much here, but it's what I want." "My mother was a teacher too," I said. "I know," she said. "My mother told me." Then her face reddened with a blush at what she had blurted, at the implication of her answer, that Amir conversations took place between them when I wasn't there. It took an enormous effort to stop myself from smiling. "I brought you something," I said. I fished a roll of stapled pages from my back pocket, as promised. I handed her one of my short stories. "Oh, you remembered," she said, actually beaming. "Thank you." I barely had time to register that she had addressed me with "to" for the first time and not the formal "shoma," because suddenly her smile vanished. The color dropped from her face and her eyes fixed on something behind me. I turned around and came face to face with General Tahiri. "Amir John, our aspiring storyteller, what a pleasure," he said. He was smiling thinly. "Salam, General Sahib," I said through heavy lips. He moved past me toward the booth. "What a beautiful day it is, nay?" he said, thumb hooked in the breast pocket of his vest, the other hand extended toward Soraya. She gave him the pages. "They say it will rain this week. Hard to believe, isn't it?" He dropped the rolled pages in the garbage can, turned to me, and gently put a hand on my shoulder. We took a few steps together. "You know, Bachim, I have grown rather fond of you. You are a decent boy, I really believe that. But," he sighed and waved a hand, "even decent boys need reminding sometimes. So it's my duty to remind you that you are among peers in this flea market." He stopped. His expressionless eyes bore into mine. "You see, Everyone here is a storyteller. He smiled, revealing perfectly even teeth. Do pass my respects to your father, Amirjan. He dropped his hand, smiled again.
This ends Disc 4.